It's Tuesday, March 15th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. 5 big primary elections today may clinch the Republican nomination. Florida, Ohio, Illinois, North Carolina, and Missouri are set to separate the men from the boys in the big 2016 race. Ohio and Florida are winner-take-all states with a combined jackpot of 376 delegates. A British clergyman who claims to be actively engaged in the sin of homosexuality has won an appeal that he faces employment discrimination. Jeremy Pemberton was refused a license to work as a hospital chaplain. So far, President Barack Obama has appointed 5 ambassadors who profess to engage in unnatural sexual acts described in Romans 1. The Dominican Republic is protesting the American ambassador who is an admitted homosexual and publicly introduces his husband to the Dominican people. Christian pastors from the Dominican Evangelical Unity Council and the Pastors Federation are leading a petition to the White House requesting that Ambassador James W. Brewster be recalled. Ecclesiastes 10:5 says, "There is an evil that I have seen under the sun, as it were an error proceeding from the ruler. Folly is set in many high places." A Puerto Rican federal judge has tossed out the United States Supreme Court Obergefell ruling on homosexual marriage, claiming it is not applicable to the island country. In his ruling, Federal District Judge Juan Perez Jimenez pointed out that the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution does not apply to Puerto Rico. After the Obergefell ruling, the governor of Puerto Rico ordered recognition of homosexual so-called marriage in the state, and the first adoption for a homosexual couple was ordered in December. The Tennessee House of Representatives passed a toothless resolution taking issue with the Supreme Court Obergefell decision on homosexual marriage. The resolution called Obergefell a, quote, "judicial imposition of a marriage license law that is contrary to the express will of this body and the vote of the people of Tennessee," unquote. Does it take a war and severe persecution to wake up the church? That's what Syrian pastors are telling Open Doors. Despite the fact that the Christian population in Syria has been cut in half, there is a flood of people becoming Christian right now. Emily Fuentes from Open Doors told The Worldview that they're having a hard time keeping up with the demand for Bibles in Syria.
In Syria, for example, with our partners there, even though so many Christians are fleeing the country, a few have remained, and we're getting requests for storage containers worth of Bibles just because so many people are coming to Christ. And so these will be gone through in a day or two.
It was a massacre in the city of Agutu in Nigeria on February 21st. Current estimates now put the death toll at 500. Muslim Fulani tribesmen slaughtered innocent citizens at will, and as many as 20,000 have fled the area. Agutu farmers are mainly Christians, according to a report from World Watch Monitor. "Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire." Psalm 46. We're expecting the United Nations Security Council to say something about Iran's missile test. Iranian footage of the recent launch included threats to the nation of Israel. Russia is supporting Iran's recent missile launches. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced that they will start pulling troops out of Syria and begin working on peace talks. A group called United Cry is planning an assembly of 30,000 pastors in Washington, D.C. to join in a prayer rally. It's a cry for God's mercy. Organizer Lewis Hogan is using Joel 2 as the rallying cry. "Call a sacred assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders." Thanks be to God, nobody was killed in an Amtrak derailment in Kansas yesterday. 32 people were injured, 2 seriously. A previous automobile accident on the tracks may have damaged the rails. Officials are investigating. A Stanford University team of researchers has developed a team of 6 robot bugs, each the size of a cockroach weighing 3.5 ounces total, that could pull a 3,900-pound car across a concrete floor. The scientists borrowed from the gecko to design feet with serious traction. Yeah, but God came up with the idea first. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, March 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.